That's not even the question I'm asking.
What the hell did my daughter do?
The Richard Wallop segment.
The water damage front
seven. That word is
science. I decided, you know what? I understand why those two move real fast. It's like something molecular. Like that.
If you fell off that stool, I would not help you. Fuck this podcast. I'm out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Look like you got something. Just say it.
Enjoy.
That is AAPL, the number 2, APPLES, appletoapples.com.
Welcome to episode 21 of...
The Black!
Yeah. Yeah, he's here. Joining me tonight, as usual, of course, is Marvin. Marvin, say hi.
Hello.
And Kelvin is back.
I'm back.
Andre's not here. So, for any of you that follow Andre, fuck him. And episode 21, I did go with Barely Legal on the title. Figure some perv's going to try and download it.
Of course.
And then realize that it's just a bunch of guys talking.
Andre Winstack's not here, so we'll be a little upset.
Yeah, exactly. I want to hear his voice.
I forgot, that's why I saved that as my phone. I was like, Andre, what? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, right on there? Still having more Otterbox gasms?
I was trying to figure out what you were talking about.
Yeah, no back camera.
And it's a lower capacity.
Mm-hmm. It's 8, right? Yeah.
Four, no, 16. Four.
Oh, that's right, because they're 32 and 64s now. All right. Anyways, well, we'll go ahead and start this week. Anything that you want to add from last week? Let's start with, please review. Leave reviews and comments.
Yes. Please like, comment, rate the video.
No bullshit. For the month of May, pretty much, and I know today's the 31st, so for those of you listening. Oops. Haha. Poor Vicky gets on here. Anyways, we have, in the span of 1 month, we quadrupled, I think, our normal, Well, there's a ton of you, compared to what you were a month before that. A bunch of you are listening and downloading and streaming. Leave us a review. Click on the little stars if you're getting this off iTunes. If you're following us on our Tumblr, obscenetake.tumblr.com or appletoapples.com. You know, drop us a line. Let us know what we're doing right or wrong.
The more you write, the more we get to be seen and possibly do more cool stuff.
Yeah, there you go. So, moving on now. Excuse me. Let's start off with the 16 gig. The new iPod Touch, right? They quietly released it. They didn't announce this thing. And it's like sacrifice, at least in my opinion, you're kind of sacrificing everywhere. You go down from 32 gigs to 16 gigs, and then they remove the camera on the back. What do you guys think about this?
Dude, I don't see any reason to buy it for me, personally.
I think it's a good idea. Oh, yeah? I think it's too expensive where they put it, though.
It's $230.
If they put it at $200, it would make sense in their pricing scheme.
Yeah. I was about to say, what was the $200 before? And didn't they just remove it?
There wasn't like a $200,
eight.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, there was like an iPod at $200, like, and I think maybe it was... No, it would have been the Nano.
Yeah, the Nano is $150.
Oh. Yeah, it would have made sense if they wanted $200. So I think they're keeping the dollar, the $30 difference, like with the iPad mini. They're just going to start charging you $230 for that, $330 for the iPad mini. The next iPad, $530. They're just going to keep it as a theme. Yeah.
Because the 16-gig Nano...
Yeah.
16 gig Nano at $149. Yeah. And then you got the 32 gig regular one for $299.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they had put it at $200, which they always do, they're doubling the storage.
Yeah, exactly.
And, always in $100 increments.
And going from the $150 Nano to the 16 gig iPod Touch at $199 would have been nice, because you're going from a faux iOS
to
like
a real
iOS.
iOS,
exactly.
And you know, you're keeping just a little bit bigger screen or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems like a jip, just because it completely breaks the mold. And they seem like, because usually it's you lose half the storage and you pay $100 less. Now it's like you lose half the storage and a camera, and you pay $70 less.
Yeah.
It's like a double whammy bullshit Apple move.
Yeah, that does. I don't understand like that at all. I don't get why they would release it now, especially because we're coming up on like the refreshes for everything pretty much. We're midway through the year, so you're going to see new iPod touches, new Macs, new desktops, you know, MacBooks, Macs, iPhones, iPads, like the whole bit. Everything's about to get refreshed.
Well, what if this is just discontinued version of this touch? And they're about to revamp that whole line. So the regular touch is going to be something entirely different from what it is right now.
And this is this, just them getting rid of like leftover parts?
Leftover parts or just leaving something cheaper, just like they've been talking, or the rumors. But this is the rumor every year, the cheaper iPhone, and this could be a cheaper iPod Touch.
Yeah, I guess. But you lose colors, the color options too, don't you?
Black and white now, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it's only in black and white.
Maybe they weren't that successful.
Yeah, no shit. They really are. Like, they've taken away a lot.
Yeah, they are. You're losing a lot for the amount of discount you're getting.
Yeah.
Unless, I think what they'll do, if they're really coming up on refreshes, they'll do something pretty drastic with the new one. They'll probably get rid of those colors if they're not selling.
Do you think, you know, since you did mention the rumor of the cheaper iPhone, right? They keep saying that they're going to be, you know, multiple colors, that Apple this year is finally going to do it. You have a rainbow of colors to choose from. With them releasing a new product, we'll call it that, right?
Quote unquote.
Yeah, exactly. And dropping all the colors, do you still think that they'd actually go with their new phones, whether it be a cheap version of the iPhone or even, you know, the just refresh or just a regular iPhone refresh, that do you think that they're still looking at, you know, multiple colors as an option?
I think it'd be cool.
I think they'll still do it. Multiple colors.
Would you buy a different color?
Hell no.
I was about to say, I'd still go with a black one, but...
No,
but multiple colors, I think that they'd find their market, and I think that would kind of help Apple hold on to their market share.
Yeah. I mean, just think about it. Think of... there's a market for people who do the customs.
Mm-hmm.
So it would pretty much take away from that.
West Coast customs.
Exactly. And I'm sure overseas, I think...
I want the Dominic Toretto version of this phone.
Winning's winning.
Oh, did you watch it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I guess we were not doing that. Well, the website we normally borrow from is gone.
Oh, the friend's not. He's went away on business.
Yeah. All right. So iPod Touch, just so we can close out this part here, the new iPod Touch, would you say go for it or just spend the extra $70 and go, go all out? Go big or go home?
I'd say go all out, but not because of any reason other than you need the storage. If you buy an iPod Touch, it's to listen to music.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Or access the App Store, which either way is
going to
take up
space.
You're going to
need
space.
Yeah. If it's just straight music, you want to go for the classic.
I'm not sure for some people, definitely, because they don't care for all the extra
maybe
stuff.
Maybe to give it for kids.
Yeah.
Like a kid, you want to give them something.
By the way, even those apps are getting big now.
But 16 gigs is a fair amount. You'd probably get a good 20 gigs on there, at least.
I guess.
That's a lot of fucking games.
Yeah, just don't ever put a movie on there for your kids.
Yeah.
You know what? Subscribe to Netflix. Let them access your Netflix library.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who fucking watches shit on an iPhone or iPod Touch?
True. All right, let's. I guess we'll stick with Apple for the next topic here. So the biggest rumor, and this is everywhere all over the internet, Joni Ive or whatever, you know, ever since he took over, Tim Cook was at a D11 conference, and he said that ever since they restructured, putting people in certain positions or whatever, that it's working out beautifully. It's working out great, and we will see the next version of iOS at the Worldwide Developers Conference, which is in a couple weeks. So expect to see it there. Now, the rumor is that the iOS is going to be black and white, and then it's going to be, you know, flat design. The skeuomorphic or whatever themes that they have now, where the notepad actually looks like a notepad, the, contact book actually looks like a contact book, or, you know, leather binder and all that shit. All of that stuff gone. Completely flat interface. But that's about as far as it goes. There hasn't been anything else as far as like actual, how productive the system's going to be now. Do do you give a fuck that they're giving, you know, getting rid of like those little graphic designs pretty much? Are you looking forward to just kind of going flat black and white?
What does that mean though?
Flat designs. In other words, all of it looks pretty much like I'm picturing like Android, where it's all just like flat colors.
They're the same.
Exactly. From one menu to
everything
another.
Everything is going to look like there's no Microsoft
really,
Word.
Exactly. There's really no differentiation. Like when you go into, if you go into your phone, right, and you look at, the fuck is the name of that thing? The to-do list or whatever, right?
It looks like an actual yellow notepad.
Yeah. No, the actual notepad looks like that. Yeah. The reminders.
Oh,
like,
reminders, yeah.
When you go into reminders, you'll actually see that there's, like, you know, texture or whatever, and that's, like,
yeah, but are you talking about icons, or are you talking about the actual in-app
They're
stuff?
Saying everything.
Because, I mean,
all
even
the
Android,
app icons.
Everything has icons.
Yeah, but when you actually go from, like, one menu to another, it's always just a flat design, and supposedly that's what they're going with this time around. Flat design all over the place. Just like how all his MacBooks now are just
sounds
like
boring
flat though. Unibody. It does kind of burn.
When you set up your
but do you
set
really
it
care?
To be like that anyway. I don't
yeah.
give a shit.
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't care about the black and white. It really doesn't. What I want someone to leak a rumor on is on fucking, you know, how useful. Yeah, that's what it is. I just want someone to look at to see how useful the actual, you know, iOS is going to be. Whether or not you'll actually be able to access more social networks from menus, whether you'll be able to send pictures or you know, contacts or anything, even fucking music, playlists, like, you know, that kind of shit. Am I going to be able to press the back of my iPhone up against another iPhone and go, wee, you know, to send information? Like, you know, I want to know that type of shit.
That has nothing to do with iOS.
No. But if you think about it, right, I'm not saying NFC.
I don't want to.
I'm not saying NFC. But they can easily do it where one iPhone recognizes another one. You can do that, you know, over Bluetooth. You can do that with the Wi-Fi antenna.
Like with the pump application.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the pump application. You know what I mean? And then from there, from one, you know, from one iPhone user to another, be able to share shit a lot easier than what you can right now.
Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff
it.
I want to see. Yeah.
Yeah, you connect it, you know, through Wi-Fi. Each other through iMessage, you can share words, pictures, videos,
30-second videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
So you're happy with the way it is. You're not looking forward to any kind of changes. Got it. Thanks, Kelvin.
I want a different phone, bitch. I'm looking for the alternate change.
The one where iOS is Android.
Yep. The one where iOS is Android. And my screen is huge.
Oh God, that's good. But overall, I mean, again, a color scheme isn't really going to deter you, you know, one way or the other,
functionality
right?
Functionality is...
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to lose.
With?
They're going to lose on the ease of use. To where you ever, whenever you see someone comparing Android to iOS and this to that, always saying, the reason iOS is easy, because it's very simple, everything looks like what it's supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
anyone can pick it up and use it. But if they make it really flat and they take away those little quirks and drawings and,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that it is exactly what you see, where you really don't have to read anything to click it and go,
mm-hmm.
I think they're going to lose a lot of that non-techie, techie...
It's going to lose a lot of its personality, basically.
Fuck
yeah,
personality, I'm talking about usability. You're going to get the people who have a smartphone but don't really use a smartphone.
Yeah.
There's just sort of surface users of the whole technology.
Yeah.
I think they'll lose those people. Because at that point, then why are you paying the premium for Apple? If it's all going to look, you know, flat, nothing to steer you away.
This menu's black. That menu's white. This menu's black.
That
menu's white.
Not just that. If you blend it, you make it seem all the same type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And why wouldn't I just go get an Android phone where I can get everything super cheap? There's lots of this, lots of that. I don't have to worry about proprietary nonsense and just ride with it that way.
Customize, do all that fun shit.
Yeah. I mean, there's depending on which way they go and what they do with the whole. Lack of personality or lack of their design, because that's their design through everything. That's iOS. That's
mm-hmm.
they've been doing that with. Does that mean that they're going to change OS X too? Because you got the
probably
whole, the whole
mm-hmm.
launch pad thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much
it's
iOS
inevitable.
On top of your whatchamacallit. So
yeah, exactly.
They're change that whole thing.
And at the developers conference, that's exactly what they'll be unveiling as well. Is the next OS X.
Long way.
It looks like they're trying to blur the line now between OS X
and
iOS.
And we've seen them trying to do that for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what they're trying to give you.
It's not
you know, the
it's more like, hey, let's put iOS on top of your Mac OS X. This is what it feels
like. Yeah, they want to make it more of a, you know, the same experience.
Yeah, exactly. It's a uniform experience across all devices.
Yeah.
If you use an iPhone, you know how to use an iPad, and you know how to use, you know, a MacBook, MacBook Pro, MacBook Air, MacBook, or Mac. You know what I mean?
Mac.
So, I mean, and in a way, I mean, that's going to give them that simplicity that they want, right? That anybody can grab any one of those devices and instantly know how to, you know, how to operate the system, how to fucking maneuver their way through everything, so.
Yeah, but no, there's a good chance they'll lose their Apple Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, their personality. They've been losing that Apple Cool for a while.
Yeah, we could say that because we are no longer interested in it. Yeah. But
no, I think the market. I was about to say they dropped below 400 as far as stock goes. I think that's a lot of people kind of losing faith.
That's stock, but their sales are showing the complete opposite.
Yeah, I guess.
Except in China, because Android took the fuck over. Yeah. Did you see that article?
I don't think I did.
There was an article. I didn't really read it because I had no fucking time. But it was something like.
Good to know you're useful.
Android takes 80% of the market in China or some shit like that.
Hmm.
So Chinese people like the fucking Jelly Belly beans.
And their ice cream sandwiches or whatever.
And their ice and their key lime pies and their cupcakes.
I think you touched on all of them. Yeah. Right? I think that's all of their operating, all the nicknames.
Yeah.
Or code names or whatever the hell it is.
Almost.
Yeah, close enough. All right, so as we get closer to the Worldwide Developers Conference, we will end up covering that and then seeing how mad we really are.
I sound mad already. I don't give a fuck.
And how quickly we're going to be jumping ship.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like, well, that's interesting. I'm going to go get an Android now.
yeah, exactly. I think that's like the last drop for you, right?
Yeah.
That that's where we've been.
What the fuck are you going to be on that phone till it dies?
Oh, hell yeah, I am.
Last straw, my ass. You're still on the iPhone 4.
All right, so switching sides here, kind of jumping over to Android, right? LG's releasing the Nexus 4. LG, I think, made the Nexus 4, right?
Yeah.
They're doing it in white. I think that's going to be like the limited edition. And then when LG announced it, they said, oh, by the way, we're not making another Android phone. We're kind of tired of it.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for them.
Yeah. Because they're not using their operating, you know, their skin pretty much, right? On the Android, they're not generating, I guess, any kind of recognition towards them, you know, specifically. It's kind of like, hey, we built the phone. Oh, who cares? It's Android. Woo, Google's awesome. And so because of that, they're not going to make any more of those specifically. HTC is another one that they're releasing the one with pure Android. Again, no HTC layover. Right now, you can get a hold of the Samsung Galaxy S4, the Nexus 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the HTC One. All of these are their top-of-the-line Android phones, and you can get them all
pure
Android. And that's, like, you know, out of the box that way. Not you modifying
out
the Android
of the box.
So,
out of the box.
I mean, I think that's kind of awesome because
you know what
saying,
I'm talking about. Motherfucking Disney. Oh,
so, I think we had said this a couple months ago that, you know, if you were able to get a hold of these devices with pure Android, right, they would actually be, be a little bit better because then you don't have to worry about whether or not you are getting a certain update. I mean, in a way, though, this kind of shits on those companies and I think they kind of lose, you know, their, I guess, grasp on the community because, you know, now you don't really have a reason to grab an HTC phone.
Yeah.
I mean, the HTC Sensation, or not Sensation, yeah, or the One, I'm sorry. HTC Sensation. Isn't that old?
I
lost track of all those phones.
I know, right? The HTC One is, you know, like a solid phone. It's gotten great reviews because of its overall design. So now you can actually get, like, a badass, you know, phone.
Doesn't it have... No, does have an HTC overlay. The Tiles thing, right?
Yeah. Not anymore, though.
Yeah.
Like,
you can actually
get it
a normal one.
Without the HTC layover.
Okay.
Excuse me. So, now you can get, again, pretty much all the high-end phones. You think this is good, bad, or, you know, who gives a shit?
Are they all getting out of it, too, though?
No, they're not. This is pretty much, I guess, a deal that they struck with Google. Google is actually offering these phones through the Google Play Store. So you can buy it directly from Google. I say like Google six times just now.
Yeah.
Google. Oh shit.
And what was the question once more?
You think this is good, bad, or who gives a shit?
I think it's good. Because they're still selling their hardware for everybody. Because remember, Google's going to come out with their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if their phone is the shit, and the only thing you don't like about their phone is the style, you could still get the full Android experience, and they could still get their sales of their hardware.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, Samsung is not a software manufacturer. They're a hardware manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, they can stop worrying about, you know, software so much. If they see that they're failing against this Google phone, they could just say, all right, well, cool, we'll just keep making this, sell these phones to the Google Play Store, still get our money. But if Google's going to make a beast of a phone, let's face it.
Inevitable.
Yeah, it's what's going to happen. So I think they're giving themselves
right
a competitive edge.
I ain't here, man.
Giving people the choice. They could choose, hey, you can go straight Android, or if you like our overlay, go ahead and stick with our overlay. There's really nothing to lose there. It's all hardware. I never really saw them as software manufacturers anyway.
Yeah, true. Marvin? Yeah.
Same way. I mean, they're not losing because their phone's getting sold no matter what. Yeah, they're not using their overlay, but I don't think they really care at this point because they still got that product out there.
Now, here's where I withheld some information, right? You can get these phones, pure Android, but not on contract. You have to buy the phone outright. So you're looking at $650. Do you really consider that an option still for those individuals?
For some people, yeah.
For some people, there's plenty of people that do that. I mean, you were buying your phones outright for a while, weren't you? You were just selling your old phone.
They had to cover most of it, so I'd still only pay upgrade price of like $200.
So if that's what you end up doing, you get your contract phone, say, I mean, it's new, so obviously people already have their phones.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sell your old phone, which is a big thing now. It's not anything that's weird anymore that you have
to do exactly.
On Craigslist or eBay only. You can go places and sell your phone.
Supposedly, yeah. I think I remember reading an article that even Apple is actually getting hit. Because their year over year or whatever it's actually slowing down because more people are selling the old device to purchase a new one. And so because of that, you know, not as many people are buying new ones. They're buying that used one that, you know, it's only a year old. So
they go buy your phone at GameStop.
So it's pretty much like the same asshole buying, you know, every new release. Yeah. It's all like, hey, here I am again.
Yeah.
And so they're not really gaining as many new customers as they could.
So, no, I think it's not really hurting it. There's still a huge market for that. Plus, I'm assuming they're obviously fully unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to take it somewhere,
mm-hmm.
Isn't that where all the antennas are going nowadays?
Yeah, exactly.
World antennas anyway.
Pretty much.
Anyone international is going to want that phone
mm-hmm.
to begin with. You're not going to buy an AT&T phone to go take it international. You're going to get the base model. So, I don't think it's not really a bad thing. It's something that people who want the technology, which is really who they're catering to, they're not catering to the regular user by doing this. They're catering to somebody with special needs or who's really a techie and is going to use this base Android to do whatever they want to do with it. So, no. Still a win. Still a win. You don't think so?
I like that they offer a pure option. I like the design of the HTC One specifically, and so knowing that there's an option available where I can get pure Android, although I do like HTC's tiles on there, it actually looks kind of nice, maybe even intuitive. But you're right, for people like me, I think it's a legit option, and to have that extra option available, I don't know, I feel like that's kind of customer loyalty, if that makes any sense, you know what I mean? HTC cares enough about their potential. Sure. And that's definitely the driving force behind it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could look at it as, you know, that they care enough about their potential customers or, you know, that they say, hey, look, we'd love it if you went ahead and bought it, you know, with our operating system that we actually put some work into. But for those of you who only like, you know, only want our design but not our OS, hey, look, you know, you can go ahead and get, you know, the pure option. It's available. So, and you know, ultimately, that's kind of what I look for, you know, in any kind of company to switch over. You want it to seem like they actually give a shit about you as an end user. So,
Kudos.
Yeah. Again, still riding this Android bandwagon here. The Motorola X Phone is real.
Well, I don't know what that is.
You remember that we had discussed that Motorola was now owned by Google?
Oh, the Google phone that we just talked about 2 seconds ago?
No. It's actually called the Moto X. At the All Things Digital Conference, the same one where Tim Cook, you know, spoke about him shifting the regime or whatever. So the what's his name for
the turbo?
Shifting in the turbo.
Wow.
What the hell is his name? Motorola CEO Dennis Woodside actually did announce that the Moto, it's called the Moto X. It'll be released in October, made in the USA. And supposedly they're revamping their entire cellular line. So this is no longer, you know, the Google-like phone that we thought it was going to be, you know, made by Motorola. It's actually going to be a Motorola-branded phone. They said that, and the line, right, it says that the phone, which he did have with him at that at the All Things Digital Conference, it was in his pocket, but he never took it out. He said that the phone, that's because he said it. So I'm supposed to believe him.
Fuck him.
So he said that it was the phone was contextually aware of what's going on around it. It can fire up the camera when he takes it out of his pocket, though he didn't explain how. And it'll act differently if you're driving in a vehicle, you know, at, for an example, at 60 miles an hour. It'll actually act differently. So maybe it'll prohibit the use of certain functions.
Well, what if you're riding in the car with someone?
Yeah, then you're fucked.
I don't think it'll prohibit.
But we don't know. That's what I'm saying. That maybe, you know, that's what it is.
You could
elaborate. Mm-hmm. But fact of the matter is, he says that they're looking to actually, like,
that sounds epic.
Switch it up. What?
Like, if what it does, it's...
With the camera, if it recognizes if you're on the driver's side of the vehicle, it's going to...
No, because if it's in your fucking pocket, it doesn't matter. But if it's something that you can activate when you're driving, to where if you get a text message, mm-hmm. for instance... It's in your pocket, but you're going fast, so it says it actually says, would you like for me to read message from something? Mm. Or, it's so-and-so calling, would you like to answer? And shit like that.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be really nice. Yeah. And I actually read it out.
Because
like
you know as to whether, you know, kind of dig in your pocket.
Yeah, you don't have to dig. You know who it is. It makes things safer, but it's something that you decide to activate mm-hmm. or not activate. That actually sounds pretty cool. But that's just, you know, imagination.
Speculation.
So, yeah.
Damn,
so you heard it here. This is going to be the rumor, like that blazes across. Holy shit! Did you hear the new Motorola phone is actually going to be able to tell whether or not you know you want to?
I mean, that sounds pretty cool. I think that would be awesome.
If they can find a way to you know follow through with that. It's a cool concept.
Because it's just an accelerometer.
Yeah,
and then activate Siri or activate Google Now when you get
Google,
this.
Exactly.
So you update Google. You tell the accelerometer, "Hey, this is what you do when you're moving this fast." Bam, motherfucker, it's done. You're not actually adding anything. You're just tweaking the way it activates.
Yeah, exactly. Which is exactly what Apple does, if you think about it, too, right? They don't actually invent anything new. They take what's already existing and just, like, iron out the kinks. You know?
They sew it together a little
bit.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
Damn
it,
I should work for these people.
I got to tell you, though, the...
Call up Frankie.
The, you know... There you go.
Hey, everybody.
The Made in America thing I thought was funny because they did, you know, do a big thing. They did. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Come again, it's a motherfucking day.
I guess that's kind of cool, you know, that they kind of threw that out there because, you know, when I think Motorola, you know, it's definitely not like Samsung or Nokia where I think, oh, yeah, that's their phone, you know what I mean? So to have, you know, some brand that actually kind of screams USA and then for him to actually say yes, we're fucking building the thing here. I guess that's kind of cool, too. I like
also
that
very expensive.
I like the fact that although, and not many companies do this. Yeah, no shit. that not many companies do this. He didn't show the phone, right? But he did acknowledge that it's real. And he actually gave you a launch window. He didn't say coming third quarter, coming, you know, in the coming weeks, which could turn out to be 52 fucking weeks, you know? He actually said it's coming October. So whether that's October 1st or October 31st, you know, who gives a shit? You know that there's a bracket there, like specifically where it's going to come out. So I thought that was kind of cool too.
That was nice.
So yeah. So I mean, we'll cover that. We'll see how it goes. I think it'd be hilarious if your little feature there actually does come to fruition.
That's the only thing I could really think of that you'd want. The whole activating. Maybe it's like it activates
like if you take it out of your pocket, light sensors activate.
Or if you've got the GPS going, it's going, you're going fucking fast, slow down.
Hey, exceeding the speed limit, you're going to get a ticket. There's a cop in front of you. You're
fucking reckless. What's wrong with you? That's not a cool feature? No?
That's a horrible feature. I like my feature. Road.
Oh, all right. Now, switching off of phones and moving on to kind of game consoles here, right? I read an interesting article. You know, there's a lot of comparison articles out right now between the Xbox One and a PlayStation 4, right? I think it's easy to say that we're definitely not huge Xbox One fans here, right?
I don't think anyone is. I think as a whole, everyone hated that shit.
Yeah. And then you see the articles, of course, they're all like, well, you know, we should give it a chance. They got a really good... Even the Sony... what the fuck is his name for Sony? Is it...
Kazurai?
No, is it? No, not Kazurai anymore. No. I can't remember the other guy's name. But either way, that's right. It's Harai's replacement. He actually said that, you know, the PlayStation 4 is first and foremost a gaming console. And I thought that was fucking awesome to actually read that. It's all like that. That's exactly what we want to hear. All right. So
that's what you got from the
kissing our ass. You know what I mean? That's what I like to see. But I did read one thing that they said that they're we're missing details still, right, on the PlayStation 4. And two of the things that I kind of took from there were removable hard drive. Do you think the PlayStation 4 is going to have one? And does it matter to you?
Step back real quick, though. Did they said you can't remove the Xbox hard drive, right?
Xbox drive you cannot remove. So it is
built in.
It is. What was it, 500, right?
500.
500 gigs. I was going to say megs. That's awesome. Yeah. So nothing. An empty gun. Yes. Yeah, with no potential. So no, 500 gigs, not removable, not like, it doesn't look like it's like the Xbox 360 where you could actually just buy... You know, an expandable.
Fucking expand.
Yeah, exactly.
Proprietary hard drive.
Yeah. So, that's the Xbox One.
They're so fucking dumb.
You're getting 500 gigs. That's there's so nowhere to go from that. Yeah. Do you think the PlayStation 4 is going to have a removable hard drive? And do you want it? Yes or no?
Yes and yes.
You think it'll have it?
Yes and yes.
You think it's going to be the easy 2.5 terabyte? My bad. Before we go on to you. Yes.
And I hope it does have one.
So you do. That is a feature that you would like.
Yeah, because the way consoles are now, it seems like they tend to shit the bed quite often.
I think leaving it open is smart because you don't really know what it's going to be like 6 years down the road. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought that I would have actually taken advantage of that at some point, but I did.
You did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, exactly. You did too. So you know, the option to put in a bigger hard drive. Yep. At a fraction of a cost, yeah, I thought it was
pretty fucking awesome. Epic. Yeah. It was pretty badass.
So you were gonna say, and I cut you off. You said yes and yes because
there was more to that. You shouldn't have cut me off.
Yeah, I guess not. Huh?
No.
Well, let me ask the question. Maybe it'll come back to you. So yes, the removable hard drive. You definitely think they're gonna do it?
Yeah.
Why?
It makes sense. It doesn't hurt anything. If they're really catering to the gamer,
mm-hmm.
and they're forward thinking, like the Xbox, for instance, they seem very narrow minded in the fact they stuck with DVDs, they stuck with 20 gig hard drives, they stuck with proprietary formats where they had to be the ones to say, all right, we got to develop this so that you can have it.
Now you say that you know that they kind of shot themselves in the foot, but I mean, you know, besides Nintendo, I mean, you know, when you look at Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. I think Xbox 360 actually had more sales. They were more profitable, you know, this last generation console generation.
They were profitable because they were first and they were easier to program for. Right? Uh-huh. So they weren't thinking about the future in that sense, where the PlayStation might have thought too far ahead. They put a little bit too much in that console and they made a little
cell processor.
Yeah, they made it hard to make four, which is what kind of hurt them. But they did have Blu-ray, which allowed them to have not... It wasn't a huge amount of games,
mm-hmm.
right, that weren't able to go on the Xbox. Mm-hmm. But there were a few that just, one, they might have been exclusives or that they had options to go both ways, but they couldn't go on the Xbox because you could do this on a PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
The hard drive, it was big right off the bat. So right off the bat, you could have more content on your PlayStation, bigger game saves, bigger installs. If you wanted to do a console with literally a whole bunch of movies on it, you could,
mm-hmm.
if you wanted to download movies to it. But... And then there's a whole other thing about that too, where the companies could have also been held back on the PlayStation because of the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Where in this generation, if we want to make money, we have to make a game that we could put on both consoles. Mm-hmm. So just the simple fact that, hey, I got to put this on both consoles, I got to think about the restrictions I have on the Xbox as opposed to the PlayStation. So you couldn't push the PlayStation to its limits,
mm-hmm,
and make it a good business decision, because it would cost so much to do that with the PlayStation that you couldn't do with the Xbox. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
so you had,
yeah,
to do things over twice.
Yeah.
And that's where I think they might have been a little too far ahead. But then if you think about their catering to the gamer, that's really what the gamers want. You want a console, and they're pushing 4K.
It offers you flexibility, pretty much.
Flexibility, and they're pushing 4K. So somewhere down the road, they say, hey, you want to download a 4K movie, guess what, it's 10 gigs. You,
yeah,
can't do that on a hard drive that you can't change.
On a 500 gig,
yeah,
hard drive.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's not going to work.
Well, do I want to play the game, or do I want to,
yeah,
watch a movie?
Let me uninstall the game.
On a console where it's mandatory to install the game.
That's on the Xbox, which is,
yeah, on the Xbox One. That doesn't make any sense to me. With a hard drive that you can't change, that gives you no options, you know, down the road. Hey, they released the new terabyte Xbox One, so, you know, now that I want a bigger hard drive, let me just buy another console.
What? You can't put external hard drives on, so, you know, that one box is many boxes again.
Yeah.
That makes no fucking... This one box...
The Xbox is one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Xbox is one.
This one box to rule them all. You'll need your cable box to do your cable. You'll
yeah,
need an
external
hard drive
for
if
your
you want to play your games.
And I'm pretty sure they won't let you do that. That when you pop in a game, it's going to have to save directly to the Xbox One hard drive, not to an,
yep,
external hard drive. That's the only way to,
and it's,
you know,
even
stop
dumber
piracy
than I thought it was.
I mean, let's be honest, it's to stop
piracy. It could be encoded, and you have to remember, you have to 24
it
hours.
It could be, but that's not the way they're going to do it. They're going to make sure they lock you down to their shit. Right now,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I think even, I thought the PlayStation for a while did that same thing, where, you know, you could put in a memory card, but either way, you know, they wouldn't let you save, like, the actual game, you know, like the downloadable titles to the memory card. It can only be put onto the console, no matter how big of a card you put in. And it's all because of piracy.
But that's fine. But if you put it on the memory card, you could still put it on the memory card. That's what you just said, right?
Yeah.
So you could still put your games on that memory card. So that
no, I'm saying game saves. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. With the PlayStation 3, unless they've changed it recently, if you download, you know, one of their downloadable titles or whatever, you cannot save it onto a memory card. It can only be saved onto the hard drive.
Regular games you could.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I think we did it.
I don't remember doing that.
I think I remember doing that.
It doesn't make any sense that they allowed you to do that.
Because a memory card to save the games to...
Well, to save a game.
Yeah, for game saves.
Not an actual game.
Yeah, we're
game.
Not. We're talking like a full, like the full game.
Taking like Gran Turismo.
And exactly.
And
saving it
memory
onto
card.
A fucking memory card. You can't do it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
but that's what I'm saying. So that's,
yeah,
that's with the Xbox One. That's probably the route that they're going to go.
Yeah.
So I mean, again, jumping back to, you know, a removable hard drive, it's not anything that I would feel bad, you know, if they didn't put it in there. But it is something that I guess down the road I might end up taking advantage of it again, especially because, you know, I did you know this.
And
time.
If the cycles are the long as they were this time around,
and I think they will be. I think the, you know, the
new norm.
Yeah, exactly. That whole 4 years, you know, every 4 years a new console. I think that's done. Yeah, I think they've shown you that now they can stretch the console itself, right, to get as much longevity as they can out of it, and then they're going to do the same thing by adding a peripheral. So although right now both of them are going to come with, you know, either the iToy or the Kinect, who knows what the fuck they'll add on to it later on to enhance, you know, both that and the console to give you another 2-3 years out of it. So, especially with Xbox and their, you know, what is it, their cloud shit, their 3,000 servers, their 1999 servers.
Yeah.
You
more
know,
servers than the whole world.
In 1999. It's all like, that's crazy.
Back when you had 56K
exactly.
modems.
Did you know that my phone is more powerful than every computer on the planet in 1982? I'm just saying... This phone's the shit.
Yeah. This calculator.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you must have one of the TI-83, right? Texas Instruments.
TI-83 is better than your 1995 computer.
What the fuck? All right. The other one, right, is Xbox Live is our Xbox Live Gold subscription is $50 or is it 60? It's $60,
they
right?
They raised it like 2 years ago.
So it was 60 before, wasn't it? It was 60, they dropped to 50, and then they put it back up to 60?
It was
50? I haven't had gold in forever, so I don't know. You know, I actually drove by someplace that had a sale for Xbox 360s for $100, and it's the slim one or whatever, and I was all like, hey, maybe I'd actually go buy one for $100. And then I remembered I had to pay for gold, and I was all like, no, thank you. I don't want to pay $160. So anyways,
for 1 year.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's a safe bet that Xbox Live Gold is going to be $60. I'm sorry, because it's 60 now, right? No, they said that your current subscription will carry over. They didn't confirm pricing.
But I thought he said everything you'll get at the same price. Everything will be included.
Your subscription, yeah, whatever is included in your subscription will carry over to the new Xbox One, and will actually offer you more. So again, without them confirming the fact that you're paying for, exactly. I think that's good enough to say, right? Do you think Sony this time around is going to make PlayStation Plus mandatory?
No, because then it isn't PlayStation Plus.
But it would be PlayStation Plus. It'd be PlayStation console plus online access. You think they'll make multiplayer?
I think
that would
be,
you have to pay for.
I don't think they'll make it mandatory. I think if they did anything, they'd probably lock out a couple of features.
Yeah,
like
something new that they're
like doing over the takeover plays thing, or having people watch
stuff like that
and do all that.
Yeah. Maybe not the watching thing. I think the watching thing they leave for everyone because that might be enough to entice you, right, to go ahead and actually get PlayStation Plus.
Or maybe what they'll do is they'll leave everything they've announced so far, but at E3 they'll announce even more, and they'll say, and with your PlayStation Plus, you can also do this,
and that.
I don't think they can't lock it out. Because, you know, PlayStation Plus, I think, is one of the best things that ever came along. It's a great selling point compared to the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's something they should keep.
Man.
Yeah. And it's something they should keep going into the next console cycle.
To make it, exactly.
Yeah,
that
it's like,
one
it's
extra.
Like, clean slate, motherfuckers. Now you don't have an Xbox for a year ahead of us. It's, here's the two. Make a choice.
Yeah. Hey, with Xbox One, you can pay an extra $60 after you buy the console and be able to play with your friends.
No. Or you can play for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay
or you, exactly. You can buy a PlayStation
cool
4.
Stuff.
You can go ahead and the extra $60 actually gets you extra shit.
Yeah,
you know, and it'd be awesome. And I got to tell I think Sony would be like slitting throats if they did this, right? If they actually had a new release, right? With PlayStation Plus at launch. In other words, you go buy a brand new PlayStation 4, right? And there's a brand new game that if you sign up for PlayStation Plus, you get free as their game of the month, as opposed to a library title. Make any sense?
They could do that, because they did that pretty much with the Vita.
They could, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Because
they gave away Drake, right?
And I think, yeah, exactly.
And Drake was like 2 weeks out.
Yeah, and so I think that would be fucking awesome, because then not only are you buying a new console, you're paying, you know, for a subscription that pays for itself, essentially, and you're getting, like, a brand new game. So even if you didn't want to shell an additional $60, right, for a game with your console, which most people do anyway, you're going to get one, you know, right out of the box.
That's just that. And then at that point, you get, first off, the people who put it on automatic and forget to take it off. That's an automatic $50. But then you get the people that actually get to try it out for a year. And I'd say a good 50% of those people are going to be customers you wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Yeah.
Because they'll see it, they'll like it, and they'll keep it. So even if you give away 50% of those games for nothing, well, first off, it got paid anyway. And second, you're going to get that recurring. I think that'd be awesome. That would be pretty cool. But then you got to think, what game would they do it with? It has to be first party, because no third party is going to give away right away.
Well, obviously, I'll let Sony, like, pulls a Microsoft and pays them a ton of money for it.
It could. But they're not really going
because
there'll be a lot of people.
If you want to look at, in my opinion, I think Microsoft is much more aggressive than Sony is. Because when you look at how much money Microsoft puts into their exclusive, right? Especially with fucking DLC, right? Like you're talking about, you're getting, Call of Duty would be the best example, right? Mm-hmm. Call of Duty on the Xbox 360, you're getting those maps a month right, before PlayStation would get it, right? And then when you look at PlayStation's exclusivity window with Battlefield 3, it's 2 weeks. You know, you get it 2 weeks before the Xbox 360 does. And it's kind of like, really? Like, you couldn't pay a little bit more and just gotten that full 30-day window, you know, that fucking Xbox does? Because when you think about it, you know, what sounds better to you? You know, hey, man, go ahead and buy it on this console, and you get it 2 weeks early. Or, hey, buy it on this console, and you get it a month before the other guy does.
But also,
you know,
you got to think of the size of the games. You don't want to invest as much in, because Battlefield, although we believe it's a better game.
No, I know. It's nowhere near as huge, exactly.
So it isn't that much of a, I mean, it's a draw. It's something you want to do. But they're picking sides. So if Battlefield is to grow the way that Call of Duty did, I think they would go for the month. As opposed to doing it 2 weeks. Because it's a kind of, I mean, they're similar but very different. It's different people that really play those games. You never, I don't know too many people that play both of them and stick to both, like, religiously. It's either you play both, but you like one more than the other. And the Battlefield crowd's much smaller than Call of Duty crowd.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's true. I guess that's kind of close out. The last thing I wanted to touch on here, which I think is fucking awesome. You guys do know I am a Bungie fan, right?
Yeah.
Bungie did announce their new game, Destiny. And, of course, you know, when the Xbox One was announced, Bungie announced that, yes, it'll be available on the Xbox One as well. You know, one thing that I think is fucking awesome is that they announced that they will be at E3. They will actually have a playable, like, demo, right? And they'll actually be revealing it at the PlayStation 4 conference at E3. And I think that's fucking funny to me because, I mean, it's Bungie, right? They were once owned, like, exclusively by fucking Microsoft. You know, they were Halo. And then now that they're with Activision. And Activision, isn't Activision who does Call of Duty 2?
Uh-huh.
Right? So I would think that Activision has a better relationship, you know, with Microsoft than what they do with Sony. But I think it's hilarious that they're, you know, they're going to be showing you Destiny and they're going to be doing it at the Sony conference as opposed to Microsoft.
Well, I think Activision may have a bigger relationship with Microsoft, but I think Bungie's a big enough studio where they got amnesty from it.
I think they're a strong enough studio. Maybe not big enough, but
well,
I think
that's
they're
what
strong
I mean.
Enough.
Yeah, exactly. They got enough, you know, power to say, hey, you want
this
us to be with you, we get our own, you know, we get to make our own decisions. You just got to trust them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because that's exactly the way they were with Microsoft. I remember reading the articles that when Microsoft bought them out, the Bungie guys actually changed all the locks on all the doors, you know, to the building, to everything. And it's because Microsoft guys tried to come in there and they tried to build cubicles everywhere. They wanted everyone to dress up, you know, in business attire. And they were like, no, that's not the way we work. It's not the way we function. That's just going to kill our whole vibe. So stay out of our building and we'll go ahead and, you know, we'll build you, you know, great games, but you've got to stay out. You've got to leave us alone because our method works. And I think that's awesome. You know what I mean? I think that's a cool way to work. And I agree that they definitely, you know, have that pedigree to say, hey, look,
fuck
you.
Yeah. I think they wanted to get away from Microsoft for a reason.
Yeah.
There are definitely reasons behind that.
And
so,
I think it speaks to the focus of the PlayStation 4, where it's more gamer-centric and more built.
Yeah, exactly. And Bungie being a gamer. Like, I am a Bungie fan because it's one of the few studios that I think, like, listens to their community. And you actually see it, right, in their game. Like, even, like, their playlists, you know, like, throughout the years, you'd see that they're taking feedback and actually applying it. So, for a company that, you know, seems very gamer-focused, and then for, you know, a console developer, for Sony to be saying that, hey, our console is so much about gaming, I definitely believe that was, you know, Bungie and Sony saying, hey, look, you know, you guys want the same thing we do, so hell yeah, we'll be there, you know? And we'll go ahead and we'll show it off. Why not? You know what I mean? Exclusive. You guys first. That's awesome.
Not just them, but remember at the conference they had the one that the guy who made the indie game, so was it Braid?
Yeah,
and Xbox, that was an Xbox, 360.
And then he's also like, you know, I'm just going to go to that conference and I'm going to make a game for them only.
You know, I forgot to mention this before. It's funny. Do you remember at the PlayStation conference that they said that game developers are actually going to be able to self-publish onto the PlayStation 4. Microsoft said they're not going to be able to do that.
Yep.
And I was all like, ooh, doesn't that kind of suck? Like, aren't they kind of killing some, like, creativity there?
Yep.
I heard that's something. That's why they're going to lose that part.
Well, Microsoft's console. Already, like, pretty much pushed out the whole indie thing.
Yeah.
People who want to do it, they pretty much kind of shut that down.
What's sad is that they started it.
Yeah, I was about to say, they did start
they
it with Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, that's
their
thing.
They really did, like, build out.
They fucked it, man. They let that shit go, and they just threw it at PlayStation, and they're going to take it just like the Xbox took the fucking DLC for Grand Theft Auto. It's going to be, I think it's going to be that significant, where you heard that, you know, Grand Theft Auto is something that's always been on the PlayStation.
Yeah, exactly.
All
that was
a sudden
a PlayStation
not
game,
only multi-platform, but they get all the DLC.
Yep.
I think it's going to be that big of a shift, because indie games are big now. They're everywhere. You get your indie games on your phone. You get them on, I mean, like, they're having consoles build nothing but on indie games.
Yep.
Fucking Ouya.
The Ouya, yeah, which is.
This is a big movement, and it's a big part of the industry. That's where a lot of the creativity is coming in. So for them to just completely give that up, I think, is that monumental.
So that way you can watch, you know, your cable box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On
well,
your
you could
console.
Go,
yeah,
you can go watch
exactly.
TV and do your fantasy sports.
Put on Cartoon Network. Xbox, please put on Cartoon Network.
Please, I lost my remote.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which is your phone, because you're gonna
yeah.
do your fucking thing with your phone now.
Yeah, I definitely think this, you're gonna see the whole thing shift back to Sony, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that'd be hilarious, because I mean it was a Sony PlayStation, and I was such a huge like Xbox fan, and I totally felt that there was a shift there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The PlayStation 2 was huge. I think the Xbox One the original Xbox.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I think kind of put a dent, you know, in that. I think they kind of said, hey, look, we're going to build a good console, too, because we're about gaming, too. And I thought it did, you know, a great job. And, you know, with the Xbox 360, I think they did follow up and deliver on that. And they obviously kind of, you know, took over the market there. And it's because they were aggressive, you know what I mean? They did the Xbox Live Arcade. Xbox Live Gold was something worth paying for at the time. And then I think Sony kind of did the same thing right back. They released the PlayStation 3,
yeah.
and they kind of put a dent right back in there and said, hey, no, you know, we're still relevant. And then they kind of took over. I feel that, you know, PlayStation 3 turned out to be a much better investment than the Xbox 360 was.
Initially, it was just a little slow start.
Yeah.
Remember when Assassin's Creed, Bioshock, those were all PlayStation exclusives initially,
yeah.
and that fell through quick.
Yeah. And now we're... We're right here. We're going to get two big consoles, which is something exciting to look at
wow.
least for me. Yeah, exactly. Because the 360 and the PlayStation 3 were staggered. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
even the PS2 and the Xbox, they were staggered,
yeah.
you know? So to finally watch these two big companies, like, now they're going at it. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure that their launch window is
going
to be, like, 60 days within, you know, a release.
I give it a week or two.
Yeah,
really?
I give it cool.
You think it's
going to
be
yeah.
much closer?
Oh, yeah.
So here you are. Like, this is really going to be, hey, which console are you going to shell money out on?
Yeah, I think
so. It's like all-out war.
Whose conference
yeah.
goes first?
I think Sony's is actually going
you know,
first.
That means
E3.
Xbox is going to switch their release date to be closer.
Yeah. Oh.
I think no matter what, whoever announces their release date first, the other company, if it's off by any more than a week or two, is going to change it to match.
Well,
they'll push
what
it.
Happened before.
They'll fucking push that shit right there.
Yeah, because you don't want,
you don't want
the
to.
Longer you leave the competitor there, you know, the more likely someone's going to shell the money on that. Ah, why wait,
yep.
you know, 3 months when I could just have this one now and start playing the new games?
Yeah. That's
going
to
be epic.
Change,
that really is going to be.
No fucking 60-day shit. That's week, same week or the week after or before.
Yeah, I mean, did you hear about the overseas Wii U sales spike, like 300-something%?
Really?
After the Xbox...
Announcement, the Xbox
yes.
One conference, really?
Dude, they really funny. Did bad.
Yeah, they did.
That was
yeah.
a horrible conference.
They overseas, well, especially overseas, because...
Yeah, because they don't care.
They don't care about overseas.
They don't really care about Microsoft.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really was an American conference.
Yeah.
It was so propaganda-ish.
That pushed FIFA when...
Hey, for you international folk, here's some FIFA.
Yeah.
Go back to football! The real football, American football.
Exactly.
That's funny.
So yeah, that was a flop.
Oh well. we hope you enjoyed sticking around with us. That was actually I'm really looking forward to these two things.
That was a proper podcast.
That was. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember, you can follow us on obscenetake.tumblr.com, appletoapples.com. You can follow Marvin at Artful Gent on YouTube, right?
Yes.
Actually, you're on Tumblr as well.
Yes, I'm on Tumblr, ArtfulJet on Tumblr as well.
ArtfulJet on Tumblr.
And the ArtfulJet on Twitter.
You're an ArtfulJet.
I am.
and then Kelvin, you can follow him here.
You can follow me behind my car. It's black.
Oh, shit. Remember, you can jump over to Obscene Take episode 10, which is going to happen. You'll be able to follow up there. We'll be touching on Expendables, Transformers, Pacific Rim, Amazing Spider-Man, Grumpy Cat. We'll see you then.
Oh, we're actually doing one of those?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.